You are listening to 漫画先生。
Yo, 皆さん、漫画先生だ。What's up?Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we are diving into a very similar word to Aida as part of our same time or while series for this week. So, today we're talking about the word uchi ni. Now, first things first, this uchi is not the uchi of your home. There's often a misconception here. This means, you know, my home uchi. No, this is a different uchi. This is a person under a cage in a symbol as opposed to...A pig under a tin roof. So it's quite different. This, however, is quite similar to Aida. And we're going to talk today about how to use uchi and how it's different from the other. Let's get started. Let me start with today's example sentence. Today, we're going to say, while I was learning Japanese in Japan, will be our sentence today. So if I say,let's use a person's name. Let's say, how about Sam-kun? Sam. Sam-kun wa Nihon ni iru. So Sam is what we're talking about. Wa Nihon is Japan. Ni iru. So while he is in Japan. And then we'll put the while. Today we're going to put uchi ni. Nihon ni iru uchi ni. Nihongo ga umaku ni natta. Nihongo, of course, is Japanese. Nihongo ga umaku.Or 上手になりました. He became quite good at Japanese or improved his Japanese while in Japan. How is this different then? Well, actually, first, let's talk about some things that are going on here. So, uchi ni is usually used with state or progressive actions. So, a state of living in Japan, being cold, eating food, a state of doing something, or a progressive action. A progressive action would be like...while running, and often used with adjectives like or during like a period like shunkan, which is a week, or ichinichiju, or during a day, hiruma, daytime, or haru, spring is a very often point to see fuyu, to see uchi ni used during that time. That's a little more colloquial help. However, uchi ni is always non-past.It is not used in the past tense. So I cannot say, tabeta uchi ni, while I was eating. That does not grammatically work. Okay? So it has to be in the form. So it cannot be, nihon ni itta uchi ni. It must be itte. It must be, nihon ni iru. Okay? Must be used in the iru tense, not the ta tense, which is very important. Another thing is, uchi ni is frequently put in the negative turn.The negative tense. So, for example, I didn't do really anything yesterday. 何もしないうちに While I wasn't doing anything, I wasn't doing anything. So that's a very common way to use uchi ni. But how is this then different outside of not being able to use, you know, past tense and, you know, maybe a little more colloquial in seasons or week periods? How intonation is uchi ni different than aida? Well, aida refers to the time space between point A and point B. It's really, you know, time that I'm measuring, an area that I'm measuring. Well, uchi, however, is not a measurement. It simply means within. It is a person in something. So therefore, if I want to use the symbol for, let's change the two, okay?Let's use the example right from the dictionary because I think it's actually fantastic. Let's say to play tennis while it rains, okay? So, 雨が降るない. So, in this case, it's going to be negative. So, it's while it's not raining. 雨が降らないうちに is going to be while it's not raining. テニスをしましょう. Let's do tennis, okay? In that particular case, because it's negative, it's not going to work with Aida because it's like during the time period, there's no point A, point B. That time doesn't end. It's simply while it's not, right? If I say something along the lines of while it's cold outside, that doesn't have a time period, doesn't end. either needs a point A and a point B of until a point. Or, but you can use it, you know, while reading a book that has a distinct ending point, you know, or while they're in school, they can do something, or while you're eating food, that can be used both uchi and aida, but it's simply during the time or for that time. Uchi ni also is rarely, if ever, used during classroom situations. So it's one of the harder ones to teach if you're going to jugyo in Japan, because they don't use jugyo no uchi ni, jugyo or kaigi no uchi ni. That is grammatically incorrect and cannot be used where a noun is an event, okay? So remember, a week or a day is not an event, but a meeting or a yakusoku is, okay? So there's a couple of random rules that I hope will improve your Japanese a little bit today, and we're going to review a little bit more of those tomorrow as we talk about nagara. Until then, let's make some mistakes. Janne.